And I think that just that flipped the switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Jim and them, 861, and I'm here with the greatest guy ever known, Jim Scampoli!
Yo! Yo, yo, thank you so much for that fine, fine intro.
I wanna turn you on.
Shout outs Billy Corgan, shout outs the grunge days. How's that podcast going of his? I think that Corey episode might be his most viewed.
Yes.
Good for him.
He peaked. He peaked with Corey. Not with this song, with Corey interview.
Welcome, everyone. This is part two. You're listening to Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show. Not so much during part two. I actually have a question for you, Jeff.
Shoot.
And I feel like we tend to fall down this hole when Mike's not here, but do you want to check in with our good friend, the Boy Blue?
Yeah, I do.
People familiar with the Boy Blue out there?
I don't know. For those who are new listeners, friend of the show, the Boy Blue, he's a different type of savage than them.
Yeah. Now, the thing that's tough with the Boy Blue is a... he's an e-beggar, juggalo. He's been on the internet. If you're in the juggalo crowd, or actually, this reminds me too. Someone mentioned that the gathering video was up, but what I saw was just a teaser. It wasn't like a. Actually, let me pull that up first. Gathering the Juggalos 2025. Because they don't always release infomercials, they release like these like minute and a half, just kind of like vibe sessions, I guess.
Okay, hell yeah.
But I think this is just more like, hey, the family, we're all getting back together, going to the gathering.
Well, we might as well watch it if you're in the mood for some Boy Blue, just some setup. 25th anniversary. Wow.
Holy shit. Yeah, this is just straight vibes.
Is this a song?
Yeah, is this an AI song or is this, did they make an AI song for the Juggalos? Or actually, Max would know. Or is this an actual like Juggalo anthem that we're listening to here?
These are the jug. Today is the gathering. Nah, this is them for sure.
Can't fake this.
It's a teaser gathering vid comes BE for the summer.
Thank you, Max. Yeah, it's just a quick teaser. Someone got my hopes up in the comments because they're like, are you guys going to... The gathering video just dropped. Are you guys going to talk about it? But this was all I could find.
Well, this leads into the stream-a-thon. We're raising money to go to this.
Yeah, right?
We're announcing it here while Mike's not here. We're officially going to the Gathering of the Juggalos 2025, baby.
Yeah, just don't tell Mike.
Don't tell Mike. He has to come, though.
Yeah, okay, there's nothing else here. This is just Here Comes the Carnival. I mean, it looks kind of fun. Everyone's getting sprayed with Faygo. There's fucking dangerous carnival rides going on. Or no, dangerous helicopter rides. That's what happens. August 13th to the 16th, Thornville, Ohio, Legends Valley. Get tickets at juggalogathering.com. So yeah, the boy Blue, he's a infamous e-beggar in the Juggalo community. And we found out way later, we had a run-in with him way back in the day when one of the first things that Jim and them popped off on a little bit was when the ICP Miracles video came out back in like 2010. We were one of the first shows to kind of cover it and talk about it. And we had a commentary video. And we had a bunch of Juggalos respond to that. And I actually found this clip not too long ago. We may have played this on a Patreon show recently, but this was one of...
Hey, Jim and them, what's up? I really like the video, but I must say, I got even more of a kick out of your ignorance, as I do with all haters of this song, you know, or just haters of ICP and Juggalos, the Juggalo family in general.
Now, the Juggalos, they were fighting for their lives when Miracles came out, because like ICP were essentially the laughing stock of the internet. And it's great if you listen to his voice here, if you've never heard him before, this is like young, you know, world, whole life in front of him, boy Blue, especially
young
compared
35
to
35-year-old Blue or whatever.
Yeah, especially compared to him now. But this is him being like, he's the Juggalo police, essentially, upset at Jim and them for making fun of the music video.
What you got to understand is what ICP does is basically a satire. You know, they love to make fun of shit and be in your face, and they just catch your attention, you know. It got your attention, didn't it? Don't you feel like some fucking stupid asses now? You're all drawing in and figuring out, trying to, you know.
I mean, he called it.
How does the Dark Carnival work?
Now he's doing an impression of me.
So what you gotta understand...
Real quick in the chat, Gussie Goro, Red Bar is watching. I hope Red Bar is watching. Actually, you know, prayers to Red Bar and Jules. It's been a while since he's done a show. I hope he's doing okay. But I'm patient. I'm waiting.
Yes, ICP are some stupid-ass motherfuckers. But you know what? Look how big they are. You know? They gather other like-minded stupid-ass motherfucking individuals together and hopefully try to teach them a little something in the long run. And they're getting mad
fucking
paid.
That's
so
my favorite
why are you
part.
Let's...
And they're getting mad fucking paid.
Yo, we're all about family, you stupid fucks.
So why you hating?
They bring a bunch of stupid motherfuckers together and teach them something about getting mad motherfucking paid.
It's funny because that's a similar version of he paid, though. Like, that's always our favorite response whenever you're making fun of something and someone's defense is like, yeah, but they're making money, though. Or, yeah, they paid, though. Yeah,
yeah,
so
but he
what?
Paid, though.
Fucking individuals together and hopefully try to teach them a little something in the long run, and they're getting mad fucking paid. So why are you hating? Let's break it down. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my little take on the whole situation here. Yes, I am a fucking Juggalo repping the hatchet, which is psychopathic till I die. And I just came across your review of the video, you guys' review, and I had to let you know how I felt. So hopefully y'all hear this and take it in consideration. You know, but we're not all stupid fucking pieces of shit. Just check me out. Look up some of my videos.
And we did.
I'm featured.
I'm featured. It's so funny that he, him of all people, is the one that's like, hey, we're not all fucking stupid pieces of shit.
Some of the highlights is one time he was cooking chicken nuggets and slipped in
his cat piss. And also when he was drinking his milk, his gallon of milk in an hour.
Yeah, we actually paid him $20 to drink a gallon of milk, and he threw up a bunch.
Now, what's always funny to me is we always... We take Boy Blue breaks. I mean, we used to watch the Boy Blue a lot more back in the day, but it became too same, and he's gotten lazier and lazier as time's gone on. Like, he doesn't really do anything anymore. But every time we take a break and we check back in, like, this video here is called Day One of Staying Sober No Matter What. It's always him about being so... Every time we check in, he's on the path of sobriety.
Well, and it's always like day one of being sober, smoking resin out of a metal pipe.
He's like the true Cali sober.
Yeah.
Or where is he from?
I am a Jamantha Malou. Cocoa buns till I die.
Hell yes, Max Murder. Thank you, brother.
I think he's from...
Is he like a Delco or like a Delaware dude?
Oh,
or?
Yeah. I live right by the water.
But yeah, this is from a few weeks ago. Yeah, this is a month ago now. I mean, I wonder, maybe he has stayed sober since this day one of staying sober. Right. Now, what he does, for people that don't know, he's constantly going live and he's constantly asking for donations. Now, when he does the sober thing, he's asking for donations and he's using it in a threatening way of like, I need some donations to stay sober. Like, it's this weird...
You know when you're trying to stay sober, you know what helps? People giving you money.
Yeah, it's this
when you're really fiending and you get $5 for three Bud Ices.
But then again, also, is it like he's staying sober but to get cigarettes? That's what it is. He'll be like,
yeah,
I need money to get cigarettes because if I can't get cigarettes, then I'm going to have to drink a Natty Ice or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, or like, what was it, like peanut butter whiskey?
Yeah, no, we love those peanut butter whiskeys. We'll have to find those because he has a bunch of shorts where he's chugging down the peanut butter whiskeys.
Never heard of it?
It's some really off-brand, cheap-ass peanut butter whiskey.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Boy Blew Up on here letting y'all know today is the first of the month. Then it's the first day of trying to stay sober for more than 6 months until I'm able to get disability.
Wait, it's day... Okay.
I gotta stay off of alcohol.
Wait,
for at
hold
least
on.
Six
oh no, there's
that's a great goal.
But there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Until I get disability, then woo! Peanut butter whiskey. Time to get high. Time to get high.
So what's his disability?
Well,
retarded.
His brain.
Yeah, he's retarded.
He's fucking stupid.
He's a juggalo.
Also, you can drink on disability, so he's trying to stay sober from weed.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe with him, they're like, no. What are they testing?
I mean, they breathalyze him, and he's always blowing a point.
Yeah,
10.
Right? Yeah.
Fuck! Our big test today. I better just drink 3 peanut butter whiskey shooters.
Months to get disability. And then I'll probably start drinking again.
Yeah, then he even says, yeah, then I might drink. So what? What is this tale? Do you have to be, do you have to be sober to get disability?
Well, how would they test? You literally just don't drink that day. Day one of not drinking today.
Let's see. If substance use is deemed material to a person's disability, benefits will be denied. Would the person be disabled by one or more disorders if he or she were clean and sober? Okay, I guess that's how they weigh it. Is like, oh, you're just a lazy sack of shit because you drink all the time. You're not disabled. And he has to prove like, no, look, I'm sober and I'm still a lazy sack of shit. Please give me some money.
But we'll see, you know. I'm determined. I'm really determined this time.
Free money.
You know, so...
is this the first time
everyone.
He tried to get disability? He's been doing this for like 8 years.
And I mean, I don't know if I'm misremembering, and I feel like we always say that, but maybe he's looking good these days. In comparison to the past, I mean.
Well, the problem is that's not a fake dose.
Actually, you know what's hilarious about this? I just remembered, because if you scroll back through our stream archive, the last time we talked about the Boy Blue was the week before We covered the first Loserville video. So that's how long it's been. It was in July, so not quite a year. But because the actual thumbnail for that video is we were rewatching him drinking the milk. So it's behind us. Like, instead of the Corey picture behind us, it's just the boy Blue with his crusty haircut. And he's like throwing up milk in his toilet.
Yeah. At one point, he shaved the middle of his head and dyed the tufts of hair blue, like crusty. And then tried to drink a whole gallon of milk and threw up in his toilet and like cried.
Wish me luck. So I just figured I'd give you all a heads up, let you know that.
Honk, honk.
Me and this homie Wesley off of YouTube made an agreement to stay sober. So we're seeing if we can keep going, if we can both stay on the wagon. So
what's the shirt
like
say?
A bet for no money. Today's
forecast
record highs.
Oh, record highs, and it's a pot plant. All right, sweet.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for your kind words of encouragement. My walk was. What's up, everyone? This is the extended YouTube edition. TikTok is only a minute long. That first minute there you've seen. And now this is YouTube, strictly YouTube exclusive subscribers. I love you guys. Thank you all for your kind words of encouragement. Shout out to my homie Wesley for staying sober with me. Hopefully we can both stay strong and not drink. But it's cool. I got someone that wants to try to stay on the wagon with me. So, yeah.
Yeah, shout outs to the homie.
You know, what else can I say? I don't know. I just need to stay sober no matter what, because I really need to get disability. I've been fighting for years to get disability.
This is wild, I don't understand.
My last chance. You know, if I can't get sober and get my nurse to sign off on disability and say, hey, you know, I think this person needs disability, so I get disability, you know, I need to stay sober no matter what.
I know. I don't want to think about what happened.
So wish me luck, y'all.
These are vague threats, kind of.
I like to think he's like having like a heart-to-heart, like crying with his nurse dressed like this. It's like, you can do it, Blue.
I will do it. Hold on. Joker was saying you can't send gift subs. I think people need to have it in their account that they can receive a gift sub. Unless there's something on my end that's not turned on. Or gift membership, I should say.
We haven't received a gift this week, so yeah, maybe. I don't know. Blue's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, he is. He's a great gift.
There's 17 videos titled Day One of Staying Sober No Matter What in a row. All right, this is the moment. My nurse, he has a nurse? Does he have a live-in nurse?
No, unless he's talking about like his grandma or whatever. He like lives with his grandparents or something.
Or a nurse shark, perhaps?
Let me see. Who's on the line?
Yo, it's James.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What up?
I just wanted to reminisce a little bit. I think my favorite Boy Blue moment has to be when he was arrested for like theft or whatever, and they wouldn't put him in the cop car.
It was so good. Yes, he was arrested, and the cops wouldn't let him in the car because he had lice or something like that. And they had to drive slowly next to him as they walked him to the precinct or whatever.
Yeah, like bed bugs or lice. Quick, go back twice because the lineup was so funny.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, is there spoilers, though, to the sobriety?
No, but just like, this is not spoilers, just a little teaser for later. Thinking about looking into non-alcoholic beer.
Yes.
And then next video is update on my drinking.
It looks like he could be sober, though, I guess. But he's wearing the same shirt in every one of these videos.
Yeah, it's the same day. It's been in 20. It's staying sober.
But yeah, no, James, that's a great call. That was a classic video. That was with Skiz Nasty. Who was it? Or
Boopak is Skiz Nasty?
Because Skiz Nasty was his friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I believe so.
Yeah, all right.
If you look up the article, his mugshot's amazing. You look like Fred Spezio arrested. It's so good.
Oh, definitely. Check it out, guys. Thank you.
I'm trying my best not to drink alcohol. 17 days sober. That was a little bit before the one day sober video.
Yeah, let's see. 39 days. Hold on.
What up, y'all? Your boy Blew Up on here, letting y'all know I've been 6 days sober. It's the 6th of January. The
The last time I drank was New Year's Eve, and if you haven't been keeping up with me, I have to stay sober if I want to get disability.
Okay, so this is from the beginning of the year?
I stay sober no matter what. Hopefully this year I will be getting disability, but until then I'm grinding on YouTube.
Just grinding it out. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Max Murder, a.k.a. Dr. Max Rebo, Ph.D.
What
Yo,
do,
what's
doctor?
Up, man?
The doctor is in.
Yes, sir. So I also kind of wanted to reminisce on some great Blue moments, and you guys have definitely highlighted this, how he would always, like, try to find some new weird social media website to try to, like,
yes,
monetize his content to get, like, a dollar to get, like, a Black and Mild or some shit.
Yeah, no, it's perfection. He'd always try to find an in on the latest social media, like, ad stream,
yeah,
but it never puts out interesting content at all.
Oh, there's a new bingle from fucking Fred Spezio, and it's like, who's ready for fall? Or should I say, who else is ready? Trying to stay sober for 17 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sober going on 3 days. I'm almost to a dollar on this new website. And also, I think that also when he drank the milk, didn't he smoke K2 with weed before that end day drink?
I believe so, yeah. That was quite an adventure.
Oh, yeah, this guy's a savage. And also, this guy's a great cast of characters. Anyway, you guys have a good night, Obama.
Obama.
Thanks, brother.
Are you angelic?
No, that's not the one. I don't know what I lost my cast of characters sounder. Where the hell did that one go? Whatever.
Your views, likes, comments.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
So that was the 6 days
day one. That's please, the problem though with him is he does repost shit all the time because he has four channels of the same shit.
It gets on my nerves. People who have disability and all they do is get drunk and or do drugs. You know, I've seen people with less mental issues than myself have disability, and they blow all their money on getting drunk or doing drugs and shit.
What the hell's up with that?
Like, I have to quit drinking to get disability. You know?
So he's blaming those people.
Is this the video after day one?
Dude, it's like the same days. We're in the same shirt.
You know what's bullshit? Yeah, the sun went down a little bit now, and he has to go to his room. You know what's bullshit is, well, yeah, the title is "The System is Messed Up. I Should Be Able to Drink and Get Disability." That's awesome, dude. Oh, my God.
Am I going to have to stay sober after I get disability?
God.
You know, I should be able to drink when I want to. I'm a grown-ass man. Just because I drink, I can't get disability. But I see all these other motherfuckers. They might have a physical disability, and they get disability and just get drunk all the time and smoke mad weed, you know?
Why can't I be a drain on society and get fucked up?
Drugs and shit, you know? It pisses me off. Why can't I get disability?
Oh, no. Is this the extended YouTube version?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Bonus YouTube content. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to hate on people who get disability for either mental or physical reasons, and they like to get drunk or do their drugs. I'm not hating on that. I'm just like, why can't I more hate the system? You know, it's fucked up.
I hate the system.
Like, why can't I have a couple beers when I want to, you know? Like, I understand I like to drink nearly every day, but I'm trying to stay sober for now. If you didn't know, today's day one of my sobriety.
It is great to kind of just, like, monetize your, like, I don't know, piece of shitness, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Zero comments, zero likes, zero dislikes.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, I can stay sober. Thank you, everyone, for your kind words of encouragement. But yeah, I'm getting serious about getting sober so I can get disability. And if I still can't get disability, I'm going to be like, what the fuck? I just wasted all those months I could have been drinking. You know?
No, Jesus.
You know what gets on my...
You know what grinds, really grinds my gears? My yeah. Let's see. These are all the same
thing.
Yeah,
not really. Hey, what's up, everyone? Your boy Blew Up on here letting you know
looking
today
sober
was day two of sobriety. No alcohol. I did really good
wasn't craving a beer
so
at all.
So is it 12:01?
That's why I didn't even think of beer unless I was talking about how I'm staying sober today.
Made 45 videos about
it. Staying sober, hopefully for the next 6 months or so, until I can get this ability.
All right, we got to go to his lives. We got to see if he's actually sober.
Well, I want to see it thinking about non-alcoholic Obama. Beer.
Real did say oh, yeah, it was healthy call. To have a couple of beers.
He did, Max. Thank you. Yeah, where is the...
Yeah, it's like... I think... I love that he applies to
glass
of wine.
Dude, there's already... Well, yeah, there's already... I think I'm going to relapse.
What up, y'all? Your boy blew up on here, and I'm going... I'm 37 days sober.
No way.
But I got kind of triggered by people accusing me of drinking. Makes me want to drink.
It's your fault.
I have money so I can get some beer. I don't want to throw away the sober time and start over, but at the same time, I want to give excuses and say I'm a lush, I like drinking, I want to be able to enjoy some beer once in a while. I'm a lush.
I'm a lush. Beer. Just a couple beers.
But as long as if I'm not drinking every day, then if I can just cut down the drinking like once or twice a month, then...
I love that he just makes a video paper trail if it is legitimately like, my nurse won't do it. It's like, well, here it is. I'm going to do it.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for the... I was thinking about looking into non-alcoholic beer, like O'Doul's, I think it's called, is a popular one. Or Heineken even has...
That's the thing. He just loves the taste of beer.
It's probably expensive.
Yeah, like he's not. That's not going to help.
It's probably too expensive. I guess I'll have to buy real beer. Smoking, drinking, jamming 8 hours ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because he has two channels. Like, what was his other channel? How recent was this one? He's got the Boy Blue Devil. 3 hours ago, Wicked Shit Talk Radio, Smoking, Drinking, Jamming. Okay, yeah, that's on both of these channels here.
Smoking and drinking and jamming.
Smoking, drinking, jamming. Oop, if it'll let us.
Tell them what we are. Nobody's.
Well, one of the favorite things, I mean, I don't want to jinx it because we can't always luck into gold. But usually when we pull up these lives, these weirdos that he has on there, like, they're some of the best people we've ever found. Just some randoms that hang out in the Boy Blues fucking lives for like 4 hours straight.
Yeah, someone whose profile pictures their fat fingers lighting a bowl. Like, you can see how fat they are just from their fingers.
Yeah, man, we don't even support that shit anymore, man. These clowns have gone out of control. These wicked clowns, man.
Hell yeah.
I didn't
even hang up my hatchet. I threw that shit to the ground, and I'm like, fuck.
All right, so he's fucked up, clearly, right?
He's like pissed at ICP or something?
Maybe. Let's see. What was the setup here?
Tell them what we are. Nobody's.
Yo.
Yeah, man, we don't even support that shit anymore, man. These clowns have gone out of control. These wicked clowns, man.
I didn't even hang up my hatchet. I threw that shit to the ground, and I'm like, fuck this ninja sword. I'm not a magic ninja anymore. And I'm just like, fuck that shit, yo. I'm shouldering my cross.
This has to be bit, please.
Fuck the hatchet.
I really hope you brought... no pizza, Tony, to your situation to
what
have him redeem you a non-clown.
Even Papa Giorgio is like, what do you mean?
Well, I think they met Jeff D'Antoni, but no pizza, Tony. Yeah. That's not a guy I want around. He doesn't even have pizza.
Pizza, Tony, to the non-clown show. What are we talking about, dude? He's a part of the circuit.
Yeah, nice big Milwaukee's best.
Well, the only way Blue's
best
to get out of the circus is if no... No Pizza Tony fucking lets him
Who
go.
Who the fuck is No Pizza? You mean the fucking wheelchair kid?
Yes.
Why are you making fun of him, Doug?
You know, that's too far, Dick.
No, do you think that's cool to just make fun of Tony?
Fun of him. No Pizza Tony. Tony the No Pizza. Tony the No Pizza.
Welcome. Dude, I love Ghostly Squids in the Twitch chat remembers, because he says, wasn't Tony the name of the wheelchair guy? he remembers No Pizza Tony. Wasn't No Pizza Tony then also a pedo? Who was the guy that the Boy Blue had on his show that was also a pedo?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. I guess that's like every Juggalo, though, because it didn't even like Cyrax. Or is Cyrax technically a Juggalo or no?
I don't fucking know. Did we even cover Cyrax? I don't know.
Like, we talked about Cyrax a few times. I mean, right. And even on the first Streamathon, I know we checked in on Cyrax as well. We didn't get super deep. I know, like,
he's big, man.
Some, yeah, I know he got pretty big, and like some channels really developed lore on it.
Tony's not welcome around here anymore.
Well, what the fuck did he do? Dude, Jesus Christ. Blue, I can't keep up. Every fucking day, every other day, I miss like one day some fucking catastrophic event.
Hold on,
sweetheart. Blue, ooh. What happened?
Anakin came in and shared a video of Tony throughout the years, and the first couple minutes of the video was very incriminating towards Tony. He was admitting to collecting pictures of young girls.
Yes, see, I remembered.
Computer. And then he said that the only reason that he's not in jail is because he's afraid to go to jail, and that's the only reason why he hasn't touched a child. That was very incriminating.
Wait. He fucking said that he wouldn't touch a child because he's afraid of jail?
I love how they went from smoking, drinking, and jamming to like talking real shit about a pedo friend of theirs.
Well, and they're giving up the wicked clown life?
Yeah, apparently he tossed the hatchet down.
Although, they're burying the lead. I don't care about this crippled pedo.
But this has been ongoing because he mentioned something about Jesus.
Cyrix isn't a Juggalo. Juggalos distance themselves from Cyrix. Tony is a PDF.
Ah, thank you, Max. All right, so he did. But he was kind of rolling in that community a little bit. At least that's how we first saw. But no, I remember a while back when we checked in on the boy Blue Devil, is he was talking about becoming more of a Christian and throwing down the hatchet, apparently.
Huh. Yes.
Oh, for God's sakes. Well, I can't defend that. I'm sorry. That's fucked up. Dude, the thing is, it's so hard because they want to defend a kid in a fucking wheelchair, for God's sakes. But, you know,
big chug.
Then you get this bullshit.
Oh. He's not welcome. He's not welcome anymore. That's bad. Right. On the show.
Well, he did say Daddy Cyrax, so obviously he's out of his fucking mind. Remember that shit when he kept saying, oh, Daddy Cyrax, Daddy Cyrax.
I don't remember
Cyrax.
Anything.
And someone's going to clip that and be like, look, he said it.
Dude,
Stu, send me the link to the original video. I don't... Since you don't,
are you? Wait, hold on.
I love this, dude. The boy Blue. When you watch him, he pays attention to no one on his stream.
Send me the video because I don't.
You're fucking dead ass. He said, "No," because I know I've had a few occasions of saying dumb shit over the years, and I know when I've been bullshitting and when I've been serious. But I've never had the audacity to be like, yeah, I was collecting pictures of these youngins. And honestly, I would have gotten in touch with my inner spirit if I wasn't afraid of jail.
Oh, no.
What the fuck is that?
Papa Giorgio's almost telling on himself here.
If you'll get in touch with your
person. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
This is like the like smartest people in a trailer park all coming together.
Yeah, no, there's an amazing cast of characters when you tune into the Boy Blues lives,
yeah,
for sure.
It's like an oil painting really of like is. Socrates and Plato.
Yeah, the assembling of the crackheads.
Thank you, man. Speaking of that, I did find it.
It's the end man, the boy Blue, Sarah's hubby, former child actor Corey Feldman, Jake Spring, everyone's favorite cast of characters.
Oh, yes, everyone's favorite cast of characters.
That's crazy. I only said it that way so some cocksucking cunt can't fucking clip it.
It's pretty disgusting, actually.
That is disgusting, dude. That's fucking crazy.
Yes, Stu, send me the link on Facebook to the original video so I can see. Because the way that Tony said it, it wasn't clipped to make it look one certain way or nothing like that. It was all in one take.
know?
Okay, so yeah, this wasn't like out of context shit. This was just what he said.
This is wild because what they're talking about, we watched on this show. We did watch when he had this Tony No Pizza, whatever the fuck it was, talking about being
and I'm
a
sure
pedo.
He was just laughing along with
yeah.
him,
too. Like, what we know of, yes.
They did end up clipping things together to make it look like he said something he did not intend.
Who pops? Someone's hopping on the stream. Let me skip ahead.
Like channels. Apparently,
it's Papa Giorgio.
They were watching porn together, and so they decided it would only be just to whatever. I don't know which word they used precisely, but
to
they
sexually
thought they,
please to sexually service and please each other.
Yeah, they thought it would be necessary, you know, to perform those decks on each other. And I'm like, you know, you kind of have a, like...
This guy used to have a following. I remember back in the day he used to interview me as I am an artist in the same subculture. How do I call in?
Oh, thank you, BTV. So you're a Juggalo artist? Yeah, no, we know that the Boy Blue used to be fairly well known, and I think maybe even had a Juggalo drama alert channel or something or other.
I think he's talking about Papa Giorgio.
Or yeah, maybe. Are you talking about Papa Giorgio? 701-214-5941.
Boop.
But then again, I make no promises. That's all. I'll leave it at that. I make no promises.
Big reputation. We all know you are doing the swastika shit these days, which... not a good look, not a good look, bro. But okay, we're gonna try to give you a pass because maybe you have a mental illness.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, you hit us with the sucking dick of your cousin.
The cousin.
All right, yeah, they're talking about
you. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. It's like you try to defend a motherfucker, and then
you try to defend the swastika stuff. Yeah. Then he admits that he was molested.
I mean, it really is kind of wild how. Yeah, he admitted that, and then everyone's like, gay. Whatever,
I mean,
gay.
Exactly what would happen. It's actually like 4D chess, because now, like, his white fans have to kind of like him again, or
yeah.
whatever, or like the ones that are like accepting a gay culture, and you have to be like, well, I guess maybe this is trauma from that.
That's true. Could be.
Yeah, I gave my cousin.
Or he just made it up.
The song's a banger, though. I gave my cousin.
Yeah, I forgot he released a song for it, too.
Dave Buttons is at the end.
So, when the Catholic Church. When the Catholic Church goes major libtard or goes very traditional,
I do hate
it
that.
Very much so affects the entire world.
Dude, yeah. There's nothing better than just knowing. Like, sometimes. You know what? We're all functioning members of society. We're going to work or whatever. You know, we're like figuring out how we're going to pay our bills. Just know, like when you have that little itch in the back of your head, it's because five juggalos are hanging out fucked up, pontificating about religion and Christians on a stream somewhere. And it's making $4 or some bullshit like that. Just know that's what you're working for. You're working for these hardworking men out there.
Whether you're Catholic or not, I'm not baptized in any religion, so I'm not a part of nothing.
Oh, he got a little worried because everyone got quiet. No one answered his thing.
Sick of the libtard Catholics. That's why I'm not baptized in anything.
And it's a big deal, man. Pay attention to this conclave, because if we get a fucking libtard, we're screwed.
It was just crazy how the Pope...
He's talking about the movie Conclave, which does have a...
Just watch Conclave.
There is a twist to that. I mean, I'm not going to spoil it, but I guess, yeah. In the end, a libtard becomes the Pope. Although, I guess, yeah, the Pope died. Maybe Conclave's going to happen in real life. Who's on the line?
What up? It's BTV.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey. So, yeah, this guy used to have a following. He did have the Juggalo drama alert.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the Boy Blue.
Yep, the Boy Blue. Do you see him beg for money? Is that what made you guys look for him? Or
yeah, we've been watching him off and on for years. So yeah, we've seen him beg for money. We've seen him drink a gallon of milk in an hour for donations. Jeff took over his Discord and banned him from his own Discord at one point. So yeah, we're kind of we're aficionados with the boy Blue a little bit.
That's great. Well, I know that you guys rip on Corey Feldman, and that's how I found out about Jim and them.
Ah.
And I'm like, oh my god. So, and I'm like, you rip on the boy Blue too.
Oh, there's a lot of content you got to find on the boy Blue.
We have a lot of old boy Blue videos.
I'm gonna have to find some old boy Blue videos of you guys because that shit's great.
Yeah, you're gonna love
it. Do you know what happened to him that people turned on him? Was it just because he became such an e-begger?
I think that's exactly why they turned on him, because he just begs for money all the time.
Ah, okay. Because it's funny because he constantly tries to revitalize that Juggalo Drama Alert or whatever. Like, he's always trying to get the following back, so he's chasing that high.
He is.
So did you hang out with him, or he interviewed you, or what?
Yeah, he used to interview me back in the day. Like, he was like a go-to channel back in 2008, somewhere around there, 2008,
9. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, he used to have a following and stuff, but how the mighty had fallen.
Yeah.
It could happen to anyone, BTV. Absolutely. Be careful.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, guys. Have a good night.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening, brother.
Yeah, dude. Peace.
Later. That's funny. Because, yeah, it's like we were, at least when we had our little brush in with people finding our show, it was because we were enemies of the Juggalo subculture. So it's funny.
Died on fucking Easter, or the day after Easter.
By the way, it's still Easter if you're Catholic. This whole week is considered, it's called the octave of Easter.
Church
from Sunday to Sunday. Till next Sunday, it's still considered Easter. Obama.
He will clickbait Juggalo headlines for engagement.
Yeah, thank you, Max. Yeah, absolutely. He'll just repost. Well, the funniest thing is when you go on his YouTube and there's a video of him that's clearly like 15 years old because he looks completely different.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Go to Walmart and get your candy cheap as possible because, you know, it's the same shit that they sell yearly.
Yeah, you're a part of the fucking...
And what's funny, though, to me now...
Smoking, drinking, talking conclave. What at?
What's funny to me now is because I love just plopping on this fucking drivel of a show, but it's probably a bad move on my part because all I'm doing is playing a bad show on my show. So people are watching and they're like, what the fuck is this? But I'm like, no, don't you understand?
Well,
we're living in the shit. we're living in the shit with the boy Blue for a little bit.
Yeah, we're living in a world.
I forgot to ask, where is the sleeveless wonder?
Oh, Wavy G. Mike Steele, he had a run-in. He got jumped during his Level Up Expo wrestling match. He got jumped by Corey Coco Buns Feldman and Adrian Honted Sky. So we mentioned it at the top of the show.
We're just smoking, drinking, talking Catholicism, baby. Why can't this guy get disability?
He was like in a hospitalized for 2 months because he had double pneumonia. He got cool. He got better.
All right. Hold on. We're skipping ahead.
I love that he thinks he's covering up the smell. Okay, we got a new retard.
I just love skipping ahead to see who pops in. And yeah, for people that don't know, he lives with his grandparents, so he'll take a haul off his pipe, and then he'll grab a towel and blow it into the towel. Like he's like a teenager.
Yeah, which doesn't work.
Is this guy dabbing it up over here?
Yeah, but it's crazy how these UFOs can go from the water to space and...
What a spot to drop on. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I feel like I did a whip it just now.
Dude. No. We got to unpack that, though, because, dude, we dropped on a random point 36 minutes in, and...
Yeah, this is why we do it.
He never fails, dude. We can always find something like this because... Not only did that happen, but we dropped in as he's like, yeah, these aliens, they could go up from the water.
And he's not the one doing the dab, by the way. It's just
yeah, Papa no, Giorgio. That was that wasn't the dab guy. That was Papa Giorgio, who has to be on the like the center of attention. Apparently, well,
and dab guy's got serious melons, and he's got a Deadpool shirt on too. It's awesome.
And he's got a what, a Baby Grant? Oh no, that's got to be a fake background. Am I stupid?
The Detective Jim on the case.
Yeah, am I stupid?
I didn't think that for a second too. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this guy's dabbing. He's got.
All right, let me take it back here.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
I'm listening on my car speakers and my whole skeleton popped out. It said Pink Lemonade. Yeah, don't
yeah,
drive.
Yeah,
because
I'm sorry, it's
this.
So loud too.
Yeah, but it's crazy how these UFOs can go from the water to space and. Whoa! What is that noise?
Like, he literally, like, got shot, I think.
Even the boy Blue has to be like, whoa.
It's crazy how these UFOs can go from the water to space.
Yeah, I'm sorry if that's objection. Really loud.
I think Papa Giorgio meant to say objection.
To space and... Whoa, what is that noise?
Somebody's tapping into the fucking line, Blue.
I thought it was homie over here taking a big-ass cough.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but actually...
It's Jay Otto, the Audible, thought that RC was being serious, that someone tapped in the line. I thought it was homie doing a cough over here.
I thought it was homie over here taking a big-ass cough.
That's Soprano's wiretap, baby.
The dude's probably got some shit over here that's louder than a classroom.
Dude, is Papa Giorgio gonna try to fucking just talk his way out of it? Like, not even talk his way out of it. Just act like that didn't happen and it wasn't him? Is he not gonna say, oh, yeah, it was me, my bad?
Oh, yes, my Ethernet cable came out.
I'm gonna take it back because I want to hear it again. So be careful. If you got headphones on, I'm sorry. It is loud.
I thought it was homie over here taking.
Actually, let me pull it back even further. I want to hear how the alien discussion comes up.
A whole big ass fucking concert.
If you wearing a Jamaican wig, what are we doing? Oh fuck! This is amazing.
Is it? So did Boy Blue just randomly bring up aliens?
Yeah, but it's crazy how these UFOs can go from the water to space. And... Whoa, what is that noise?
Somebody's tapping into the fucking line, Blue.
I meant Chicken Jockey.
And Papa Giorgio tries to be like, yeah, like the Sopranos. Like, he doesn't even address it was him. Yeah, we know it was you, dude.
Yeah, because he died for 5 seconds. Yeah, his body was going towards the light, and then he's like, no.
I thought it was homie over here taking a big-ass cough.
That's the ultimate goal of an EAT, is to get disability. So, I think we should ruin it for him. No one should let him get this. It should be a main goal to stop it.
Thank you, Farfignugan. Wait, what is a NEET? Is that like a lol
yeah,
cow?
That's like, no, it's like the stay at home. It's like no education. I forget what it stands for, but it's just like, yeah, you're not pursuing education.
Oh, or not in education, employment, or training. Okay.
Yeah, just like unemployed. Like, yeah, like living.
I didn't realize it was a term for just a bum.
Yeah.
National eligibility cum entrance test, a medical exam, whatever.
Not that one.
Yeah, that's something different. Yeah.
Sopranos wire.
He farted so hard, his background changed.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah, no, it's funny because the dude that coughed isn't even the guy that was taking the dab. It was Papa Giorgio.
They're taking a big ass cough.
That's Soprano's wiretap, baby.
I think we're burying the lead. This guy has a weed leaf tattooed to his face. Too.
Is that what that is?
The surrounding guy? I'm pretty sure.
The nut duddy up guy there?
Yeah.
The dude's probably got some shit over here that's louder than a classroom.
Oof. Got nothing.
Is it my air conditioning?
Dude, yes. They're all having a different conversation. They're all confused because that guy clearly is just making the like, oh, his weed is loud. But the boy Blue's like, oh, you mean my AC? Yeah, I'm sorry. It's loud in my mic.
Just fucking four retards.
Yeah.
Five retards.
Five neats.
Neatards.
Does it go off every other fucking 30 seconds?
No, Blue, no, we can't hear nothing over there. Usually we hear one of your parents yelling or something. Or there's a video game on. Or not video game. We usually hear like the TV or something. No, we can't hear nothing from your end.
You fucked it up, Paco.
Yeah, no,
Giorgio.
Why is... What is he doing?
He's really trying to cover
he's
up.
He's really trying to gaslight everyone into... Like, it was not him that did that. It's so funny that he's embarrassed about his
insane
cough. Yeah,
he starts attacking everyone around him. Usually you're playing fucking video games at your parents' house.
Yeah, what?
Hear one of your parents yelling or something. Or there's a video game on. Or not video game. We usually hear, like, the TV or something. No, we can't hear nothing from your end.
Hey, Brush, why are you making it sound debatable?
Boy Blue had to
What's
go fix
debatable?
His shit.
You might be tapped listening into the channel. Just kidding.
Ugh. This is such drivel. I'm amazed by it every time. Because, I mean, I guess it's not like people are listening to it, but there are a few that are just hanging out. Pink Lemon Egg, that guy in the Rasta headband did a sleep stream once, and I sent a message, and he yelled at me. Is that real?
Wait, why are you engaging with these people? Yeah, are you also a retard?
Wouldn't I be tapped?
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Jay Black, the fella in the bottom left, is making blue-collar quesadillas with sheets of paper towels.
Yeah,
what is he doing? Got a cat.
Nah. Well, don't admit to crimes on the panel and you'll be fine.
Right.
Okay, since we were on the subject of aliens, what about the lizard people, the skinwalkers?
I was just going to ask you about that. Where do they come from?
Honestly, I think they do exist from what I've been researching. Apparently, their origins come from, I guess, you know, under the sewers. But
All right. Actually, you know what? Let's hear that one more time. I got to take it back. It was like right around the 36-minute mark.
Is he wearing a Jamaican wig? What are we doing? Oh, fuck. This is amazing.
Can't wait.
Yeah, but it's crazy how these UFOs can go from the water to space. And whoa, what is that noise?
And he never owned up to it and just attacked everyone around him.
He never owns up to it. I love the innocence in the boy Blue's voice when he asked what that
was.
What was
that noise? And then he like turned off his camera because he's like, something's wrong with my audio.
I love how...
Because surely all my close friends would own up to it.
I love the innocence in his voice. It's like almost hearing a piece of the Young Blue again.
Whoa, what is that noise?
Moment of clarity.
Somebody's tapping into the fucking line, Blue.
Just kidding.
I thought it was homie over here taking a big ass cough.
Because even surrounded here, the guy in the bottom left that took the dab, he is coughing, but he either turned his mic down or muted it or something. Like, he did the common decency because you can barely hear him.
That's Soprano's wiretap, baby.
Yeah, okay. Way to go.
The dude's probably got some shit over here that's louder than a classroom.
Is it my air conditioning?
Does it go off every other fucking 30 seconds?
No, Blue, no, we can't hear nothing over there. Usually we hear one of your parents yelling or
something.
Yeah,
dude, what a gaslighter, dude.
On.
What a sack of shit.
Or that video game.
Let's skip ahead.
He's got a new hat.
Nobody gives a fuck.
No, it's because I'm still technically married, so you're over here talking about get pussy.
There's always one guy in a Boy Blue stream that thinks he's the fucking star of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's this guy, this Papa Giorgio guy. Every time we skip ahead, he's fucking trying to take the spotlight. He's trying to talk. This guy won't shut the fuck up.
He thinks he's roasting people, and he like farted along out his ass real quick on stream and then didn't own up to it.
and he gaslit everyone, tried to change the subject.
I'm not trying to get fat for a bowler hat.
He's got like a pet sized bowler hat on because of how fatty his head is.
See, dude.
No, you're just trying to diddle.
I have to wait until I get the clear to find a wife.
Is that why you're masturbating with people like Lady Mistress on the internet?
Oh, yeah, LB Sickening and he's Papa over here. They got a beef going.
Yeah, because apparently he said some shit that pissed off LB Sickening.
That was the December ordeal.
Hey, Kat.
That was so a Christmas special.
So you were married then, according to shut the fuck up, you drunk bitch. According to
religion, they were fighting.
You're still, even when you look at a woman with lust, you're still committing adultery. So what do you got to say for
yourself?
Why do they keep dipping into like Christian shit?
Because Sicko is still like 14 and like anti like God. Like you believe in like a big man in the sky.
But he's almost saying it the other way. He's like, but you're dipping into adultery and like going against the commandments.
Yeah, but I think he's coming at him like you're breaking your own commandments.
Oh, yeah. He's throwing it back in his face. Man, it's funny that a lot of people in our chat know these people. Silly Steve shows like, I know LB Sickening. I haven't talked to him in for a bit. How do you know these guys?
Yeah, maybe BTV put out the bat signal.
I fucked up. I agree. I never said I was perfect.
Dane, he admits for fucking up a lot.
Do you know where Christians come from? This is when Catholics shed their skins. And now they're Christians.
Jerusalem?
What?
Yeah, where do they cut them? Jerusalem.
Catholic molts into a Christian.
I'm just a round table of dunces.
I know, we got defending Catholicism, clockwork, something other than fruit, clockwork potato.
Yo, what are you talking about? Catholics become Christians. Catholics are the original Christian. You guys are the break.
What's the difference between
you
the
guys
two?
Are one break off
the Father,
of
the Son,
actual,
and the Holy Spirit, you, right?
No. Everyone who's not Catholic or Orthodox calling themselves Christians are not Christians. You assholes keep saying, oh, you fucking Catholics. It's like, no, you dickhead. We're the Christians. You morons.
Okay, my mistake.
You guys.
This motherfucker.
Pick that piece up at a local smoke shop.
Dude, did he just get another bigger fucking bong or whatever that is?
What? Oh, well, but you got a Pepsi Zero Sugar. So.
It's crazy that these loser juggalos are purity spiraling.
Yeah, absolutely, Jams. It's wild. It's wild. We keep dropping in and they're saying random shit and then suddenly it's about the Bible.
Wait, so he doesn't have a baby grand?
Don't fucking get them kids twisted. Those are facts.
No, we called it that too, but...
Oh, shit, I came out. You're a classic.
Somebody's got an echo.
Hey, it's your mother. Grandpa. Did you just get that piece recently?
Look at that bong. What is that? What's on there? Is that
smoking
a dab?
An Angry Bird.
What is
he? He's got the Angry Bird cover for this guy's awesome. Dude.
Wait, is that what is that?
It's an Angry Bird.
Is that like a slang for something? What do you mean?
No, it's literally from that mobile game. Look at it.
Oh, I didn't even see it. All right, hold on.
They could like because you put a thing on top
don't,
of it.
Don't fucking lie. Don't fucking get them kids twisted.
I took it. Those are facts.
We called it that too, but
I came out.
Somebody's got an
echo. Someone's talking shit in the background.
Hey, Grandpa, did you just get that piece recently?
Yeah, what is that?
It's an Angry Bird.
Oh my God, it is an Angry Bird.
Yeah, look at the eyebrows. Yo, check it out. Remember Angry Birds? It's like Minecraft before Minecraft. Yeah. He just has a weed plant on his face.
Mistress just said, Fresh, it's your mother, and fuck her, she's a whore.
Damn.
Ooh. I know that.
Ooh.
Oh.
I love that this guy hates.
Dude, I'll be sickening spitting right now.
He really just ran out of it. He's like, fuck you, dude, you piece of shit. He's like, why does he hate Papa Giorgio so much?
There's not very many people in this world that I hate crush and I can't stand.
I don't hate him. I just want him to choke on a dick and die.
They all turn up Papa George. You'll have to watch this whole video in free time to figure out when it all went wrong. Right after he lied about coughing.
Yeah, Blue just disappears for these.
Is that how much is that pitch right there?
He's about to say, I don't wish a horrible death on you, but I really do.
Did you pick it up at a local smoke shop?
Dan, RC just still wants to talk about the bong. All right, let's skip ahead.
No one was talking to you, Grandma.
Nope, still fighting.
And here we go. I'm not throwing to the nobody, but here comes the, oh, I'm telling my daddy, my pussy hurts.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm telling God on you, which God?
Ooh.
Great question.
Ooh.
Very vague question. If you want to actually, you know, talk to God, and listen to Dark Lotus, call upon
This is like that meme video or that classic video of like that nerd in the computer class, and he's like, I'm glad you broke your elbow. Whatever.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I don't care that you broke your elbow.
God.
We just hug each other. Let's just hug it out.
You know what? You want to hug it out?
Hug my pickle.
You can you all can stroke it out. Make it a big old fucking circumjerk fest.
Yeah, let's make stroganoff. Yeah, let's make stroganoff. I like that. Let's do that.
It's called beef stroganoff circle jerks.
I'm about to say,
don't buy the fucking 99 cents. 99 cents fucking shots because they're going to fuck your stomach up.
Do you think he talked shit before he left?
Hey, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Be right, careful, man. You don't want to fuck your stomach up.
Yeah, let me turn this down because Giorgio is about to go crazy.
Was that fake sugar? That's not good for you, man.
Beat Blue? That sounded kind of... Was you trying to make a beat Blue? That sounded kind of fine.
Am I the only one that can hear that?
No, I can hear it too.
You're not.
He's still confused by the noises from Papa Giorgio.
They must just have to boot him.
Well, it probably just woke him the fuck up, like,
yeah, I'm looking for donations to go get more beer. So
of course.
Yeah, every one of you motherfuckers in the chat, hook up the brother with some motherfucking weed money, some goddamn beer money. Hook it up, bitch.
Blue, I'm going to get
pussy,
to the point
pay
where
that money
you
out.
Need to start. You need to start saying, hey,
hey,
I need
fresh,
to
so Tony fresh. Left. Maybe you should donate.
All right. Yeah. He just, I mean, at least he shouted the boy Blue out, asked for donations, and bounced.
Left at high speeds, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out which motherfucker's going to be first or whatever after like 500.
All right. We get it. It's not getting better.
I like
than
you
that.
Get the weed tattoo on your face. And I'm like, yeah, a little on the nose, too.
Yeah. Can I get it on it's the side?
Like half of my nose in my chin.
Man, good for the boy Blue. He's still out there doing the damn thing. You love to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing the thing.
Let me see before we finish up here. Oh, did you see it's kind of like a hacky video that's been going around this week, but, the twins on the news or whatever.
Oh yeah. Didn't care. Well, no, yeah. I play.
No, it's fine.
I don't know.
We were no, but there's a different one.
And I was mad like that guy for no reason.
there's a different one here too about this lady. I mean, this could all be a bit, and it's fine if it is a bit. But she said she got kicked out of her baby daddy's funeral for kissing his pee-pee, kissing his penis.
Okay.
Oh, they kicked me out the front of the room because I kissed my baby daddy dick. What makes you think I'm not going to kiss my baby daddy dick before he died?
Yeah, grow up.
What makes you think I'm not going to kiss my baby daddy? I mean, not before he died, but what makes you think I'm not going to kiss my baby daddy dick before he go lay down in the grave?
Now, what I think is better, I think this is better if this is not real, because that means she's a genius. Like, she's just driving around and she's like, I need a fucking viral video.
Yeah.
So she's like, what if, like, what's a crazy thing I could do? What's a crazy thing that could happen? Like, it's a version of, like, you always see those stories on, like, that happened, like, then everyone clapped.
Yeah.
But she's doing the ultimate, like, cool video version of it. She's like, oh, man, what if I was at a funeral and I just tried to kiss the dick and I got kicked out?
I'm tired of just being a pair of shoulders attached to legs.
They kicked me out the front of the room. Because I kissed my baby daddy dick. What makes you think I'm not going to kiss my baby daddy dick before he died? What makes you think I'm not going to kiss my baby daddy? I
mean, seven police cars behind
what
her.
What makes you think I'm not
going to
kiss my baby daddy?
Size speed change.
Yeah, they ain't taking me.
It goes off like a cartoon cliff.
Yeah. Dick before he go lay down in the grave or whatever going to happen to him. What makes you think I ain't going to kiss that dick so he can remember? Babe, everybody better be happy.
What do they bleep up? Is this her name, maybe? Or oh, okay.
I ain't gonna kiss that dick so he can remember. Babe, everybody better be happy. I ain't pull his pants down and start sucking on that and start choking on that.
No, not just swears, but she's saying fucking dick a bunch, so I don't think the bleeps are really helping that much. Also, the logistics of it. I mean, I haven't been to a ton of funerals, but I don't really think you'd be able to get at the dick for the most part. You'd have to open the back half of the casket, wouldn't you?
Well, that might be, if they're Puerto Rican, that might be actually a picture from the funeral. Remember they
mom oh, when
them,
they
like,
prop up the guys? Yeah.
Maybe he's like playing Xbox.
Yeah. There was a classic one. Yeah, there was a one when a guy was like playing Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Like they'll like taxidermy their uncle.
Taxidermy
and he's like,
oak?
And he's, and yeah, he'll be like holding his guitar or something. Or yeah, watching his favorite TV show.
The World Star Headlight. Damn, Unkadermy though.
Unkadermy.
She done kissed the Unkadermy.
Yeah, ain't pull his pants down and start sucking on that and start choking on that. Fuck you talking about for real, for real. Fuck you talking about. I was ready to lick on
you. Just keep hearing
beep beep
yeah,
fuck.
It's so funny. Beep beep fuck. Fuck you talking about.
Fucking suck on a beep dick.
Fuck you talking about. We finna get a busted right here in the church. Finna fuck you the shit with you. Like you say, ratchet bitch, I wanna fuck you right now.
A second later, she's like, and that's my audition tape for the thank you for your consideration. I really hope to get this part.
I hope to get the part of Ma too.
Yeah, I hope to get this part in Scary Movie 6. actually that reminds me there was another clip. Like, the clip was whatever. Hold on, where was it? Okay. Yeah, no, the clip is whatever. It's like this barber tried to charge $25 for showing up late for the appointment, and the lady wouldn't pay it. And so the barber, or the stylist, I guess I should say, grabbed scissors and tried to cut the person's hair off, like, just to, like, get them back. And the video's fine. It was whatever. But what I liked is when I searched it, because I was trying to see, I was like, is this old? Is this something? This is from Fox 26 Houston. They have a segment on their news called Crazy Ass Video. And to me, yeah, no, because this looks like it's just a YouTube show. But no, this is from Fox 26 Houston. I believe this is a real station. And the framing is what put it over the top. The video's whatever. I just love that this new local news station has the crazy ass video section.
And I like in Houston, instead of having like the stereotypical like squirrel on jet skis, it's like time for the crazy ass video of the week. Damn, Boo Boo done cut her off. She's gonna cut her off. And it's not like sad. What a horrible sad. Because it's
yes,
a kid too.
Is it like, yeah, it is a kid. It's like a little kid, and like the mom's like they're fighting back and forth. Even like another guy gets up, he's getting his hair cut. Him and the other barber like get up and like break it. They're like, no, put the scissors away, you weirdo.
And it's also crazy bullshit because you can't charge them for being late after you do the breaks.
Yes,
because they showed
something,
up, then you did it, and you're like, yeah, here's another ticky-tack fee.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Was it
that.
A tariff? Is this a crazy-ass tariff?
Crazy-ass. I wonder what else they have in the crazy-ass videos.
Auntie going wild.
But anyways, here's the crazy-ass video segment.
And welcome back to The Factor on Censored Crazy Ass Video from a Baton Rouge barbershop, my hometown, of course.
This well, guy is a know, pull up your pants black guy. A hairstylist like, hates he has to do this.
I don't. I think he loves doing the crazy ass video. I could be wrong though.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
I feel like he embraces.
I guess
being,
I see a black guy in a suit. And
I feel like he's the one that went. He marched into the program director or whatever they have in the news, editor, whatever it is. And he was like, I got an idea, crazy ass video. And what do people love these days? Crazy ass videos.
Well, and I like the proper like TikTok or whatever abbreviation is like AHH, but they made it more clear that it's ass.
Yeah, they said AZZ.
Cut an 11-year-old customer's braids because her mother refused to pay a $25 late fee. Last week, the mother, take a look at the video. You see it there. Last week, the mother and daughter were reportedly...
It is wild. Kid's head around. Essentially going to stab someone. It's like someone's getting stabbed with this shit.
Minutes late for their appointment, according to family, the service was already paid for up front. The stylist told the girl's mother to pay the late fee. The mother refused, saying the policy states there is a grace period. Then things went way, way left. The mother and hairstylist got into a tug of war. Over the little girl's braids, the mother's hand was cut when she tried to shield her child's new braid. The barbershop says the stylist involved has been fired. Joining us to talk about it,
for that?
Kim H. and Kathy Pulliam. Glad to have you both
here on the video they used on the news.
I was going
like
to say,
text
I was,
coming in.
They tried to hide it. They tried to hide it, but yeah, the text yeah, falls in as they cut away.
I got a crazy Kim ass H. video for you. Request evidence. Oh, it's just like a
from
like an 800
the Baton Rouge Police Department. Click this link. Is this because they capped it from someone, or do you think this is their own cap?
There's no cap in this video. Yeah. This is one crazy ass video.
This is a crazy ass video.
I could. This is a crazy ass video from the Isaiah Factor uncensored. Black Kathy people cannot help but put seven different like LLCs on anything. Like,
is that a thing? Is that like, a running thing?
Just like you watch like a black movie and it's like 700 production companies right at the beginning. Any of like the black shows out here, it's like, ha ha, LLC presents, oh, a too funny Jackson crazy ass production.
Pulliam, glad to have you both here on the fact of
crazy ass aunties.
Your thoughts about that?
local news rocks, like all local news.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The level of.
We got to get dressed up for TV.
That takes it to a whole nother level.
Now, if someone is late at your shop mm-hmm. or at your business, mm-hmm. I mean, what's the protocol? And is there a fee in place? Because now what we're starting to see, and, you know, obviously business is business. We're seeing a lot of different fees when it comes to getting your hair done or your hair cut. So is there a fee if you're late? Or you miss an appointment, and is this the way to handle it?
Well, normally people have on their booking site or whatever the information is.
All right. We don't need to get into it. I want to see some other crazy ass videos, though.
I like that this is a hairstylist.
Well, guys, we have some crazy ass videos to deal with tonight. Let's start in Gatlin, Tennessee, where. The bride and the groom came out to Atomic Dog by George Clinton, and she happens to be a white female. He is a black male.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
The optics. And there is a leash around his neck like a dog. Now, keep in mind, Atomic Dog is playing. So,
keep in mind, Daywilding, though.
To be fair, it's playing Atomic Dog.
Keep in mind, she does let him drive her car while she's at work.
It's being dragged on social media, and it depends on who you ask. Others are saying it's no big deal. And others say they should know damn better.
I read those comments because I wanted to see what the public was saying. But my own mind and my own thoughts.
Tell them, Mish.
I know that this man says, I checked with the fam. They knew this was coming. So nobody was going to be shocked at the wedding. But Isaiah, some stuff just needs to stay at the house. Okay? Some things.
Yeah, no, she's right. Hold on. We got another one. We got crazy ass criminals.
No, we got a breaking crazy ass video coming through.
And welcome back to
it's 9/11. It's happening. It's like, whoa.
You know we have to go looking a deep dive for those crazy ass criminals out there. And we think tonight we have quite a batch for you. Take a look.
A few of them.
Just because someone is
that from just
Chile
said ass.
Doesn't mean their dumb ass know how to chill. The South American version of today's stooges, meaning three stooges, thought they were going to rob a trucker and get away with the bag. The bright idea by the buffoons was to block the big ass truck three times the size of their vehicle
that guy got
on
smashed.
A freeway entrance ramp. Well, guess what? That's like taking a pocket knife to a shotgun fight. The trucker had something for that ass.
Oh, we got another Mexican ass.
I like how it's like a weird off-brand Yakety Sax that they found to play.
Blackety Sax. Oh, enough of that Mexican foolishry.
Like a clown car, because obviously these dunces didn't think this out at all.
Damn.
Hopefully the fools didn't have to jump
Isaiah,
wait, what is uncensored, baby? Until they censor him.
Take a look at this woman in this surveillance photo. She is our nasty-ass Nancy of the week. We mean that.
Nasty-ass Nancy. That's
nasty
great.
Nasty-ass Nancy. Woman poops.
There, I mean, again, if you peruse the internet looking at viral videos, there are a surprising amount of women pooping in stores for some reason.
Yeah. That's crazy ass.
This wig-wearing wench actually dropped a deuce on one of the aisles at a wig and beauty supply
store. Here's the Google map.
Wichita, Kansas. And we're not talking about one human turd. We're talking about a dump so devastating it did doo-doo damage to several wigs on that aisle.
This is great,
what
dude.
What did this woman eat the night before? Mashed potatoes and corn? Police in Kansas have been able to identify her, and now they're trying to track down the big booty.
Did they identify her from her ID hanging from her shirt?
This crazy-ass gun violence in America, this bow and arrow-bearing bastard went on the rampage in Norway.
Fox 26 Houston rocks.
This medieval moron packed an actual bow and arrow with him killing five innocent people in a store last night.
Oh, he killed people? And they're doing the wacky, crazy-ass criminal segment to it? I thought it was going to be just a silly...
Hold on. Man, getting killed by an arrow at a self-checkout.
But it's even worse that then you made crazy-ass criminals where a guy's making jokes about it.
Yo, the doo-doo
thief. We've had enough of all this crazy-ass gun violence in America, this bow and arrow-bearing bastard went on the rampage in Norway. This medieval moron packed an actual bow and arrow with him killing five innocent people in a store last
Dude, Norway took a crazy L.
That's wild, dude. A fucking mass bow and arrow attack?
Well, isn't that the place where they had the one horrible like mass shooting where he like shot up a school or whatever, and they... So they banned like all guns, and then this guy killed five people with a bow and arrow. Is this all heart shots? It's like,
yeah.
Like, isn't it? I feel like it's hard to get killed.
It's
by
gotta
an arrow.
Be. Yeah, it's gotta be some perfect shots, like eyeball shots, heart shots.
Terrifying video is just being released.
This
during
terrifying
this trial.
Video. Quack,
While
quack,
Robin quack. Hood used his bow and arrow for the greater good, this Pillsbury doughboy used his weapon to wreak havoc and claim innocent lives. May this monster rot in hell on a high horse.
May this monster
and
rise in hell.
Of course, we cannot make it up on crazy ass criminals.
Of course
Fuck,
not.
I can't stop watching these.
Yeah, do we have another crazy ass video?
Welcome back to the Factor on Simpsons. It's Friday night.
This is a bad as crash out, fam. They wildin'.
Yeah, thank you, Max. Hold on. What's this guy's name? Isaiah Carey? Isaiah Factor?
You know, that means it's time for some crazy ass videos.
Wait, Joker
now,
says my
man,
buddy's wife died man. In a Norway arrow attack. No shit.
Oh, no way.
Wait, call it.
So is that like a thing? Is it like, is that their guns, their arrow attacks?
What's in
see,
there?
A
arrows?
Woman in Wyoming went to fix her windshield.
Oh, dude, Isaiah Carey is the bug swallower?
No way.
I was going to say that when you were saying he was like the pull up your pants guy, I was like, nah, he's more like the bug swallower guy. That's but he awesome. Is the fucking guy.
Holy shit. A new rabbit hole. We're going to be
rocks.
Doing this show till 1 a.m. tonight.
That's fucking crazy.
Hold on. Let's pull up that video in case you don't know what we're talking about. Is that him? One second.
Yeah, what's his name? Isaiah something?
Isaiah.
What really happened?
Hold on, I got sounds- stuff for the chat. Isaiah Carey.
What really happened on that Thursday?
He was one of the original crazy-ass videos.
You live long enough to become the commentator on a crazy-ass video.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit! I'm dying in this fucking country-ass fucked-up town.
All-timer, dude. All-timer.
He made it all the way to Houston, mouth. Though, baby.
It's so great. Like, I mean, the change-up is fucking is crazy.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit!
Well, and
I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town.
Laugh all you want. He taught us a thing I didn't know, that Norwegian arrow attacks happen yes. more than once.
I had no idea.
And we have someone in the chat whose friend was affected by Norwegian arrow attacks.
Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pilot. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. I can't even see me.
Yep. Anyways.
Okay.
Good for him, man. I love that now he does crazy-ass videos.
Let me look at it with you. You know, that means it's time for some crazy-ass videos. Now, this is nasty. A woman in Wyoming went to fix her windshield. Let me look at it with you. Turns out she needs to fix her life. This disturbing video went viral on social on social media.
I can only hope someone started
a GoFundMe for a damn car wash. Bless her heart. Look at all of that. That's just doing too much.
Well, I gotta get my windshield fixed.
That's like when you see those cars that have like someone will film a car that's in a parking lot and there's like roaches crawling all in there. It's so nasty.
Back at it again, 30-year-old Eric Palmer popping.
This is classic, dude. I love how scared he is when he's shooting out of his car for no reason. Didn't this guy get off, too, for this bullshit?
Yeah, because it's like it's technically stand your ground, I think, because it was a road rage, even though he's driving.
Even though a guy's driving away. Like, if you shot someone in the back for running away, wouldn't that not be standing your ground?
He shot the gas tank.
And a Florida man is getting back at it again.
Joker Locusen, the band Emperor, if anyone knows them, my buddy Samoth, Thomas, or Thomas's ex-wife, Hagalaz from Hagalaz Rune Dance.
I'm tired of these country-ass Norwegian names. Let's get the fuck out of this fjord.
Was hit with an arrow in the back at a mass arrow shooting in Norway.
What?
Huh.
Do they have long bowmen lining up shooting a bunch
That's
of
bizarre,
arrows?
Dude.
30-year-old Eric Popper was popping
Isn't that
bullets.
Like the least depressed country in the world or whatever the fuck?
Oh, is that one of those?
Don't they always say like Norway's the happiest
I forget.
Country in the world?
Yeah,
they got
it
mass
Norway?
Arrows attacked.
Man is getting back at it again. 30-year-old Eric Popper was popping bullets through his own windshield at a passing car whose driver was throwing a bottle at him.
Yeah, that's
this
what it was. They threw a water bottle.
Took place on I-95.
If you're from
Dude, yeah. I mean, is this how everyone looks shooting? That can't be, right?
No. Is that how everyone
just wildly scared and shooting and flinching every single time?
The only reasonable way to act that way is if someone goes into their mic right on you.
Let's see. Well, there was one going back to the bow attacks. Norway, act of terrorism. Let's see. Norwegian authorities said Thursday a bow and arrow rampage by a man who killed five people in a small town appeared to be a terrorist act. Police identified Espen Andersen Braven, a 37-year-old Danish citizen who was arrested. They said he used a bow and arrow and possibly other weapons to randomly target people at a supermarket and other locations in a town of about 26,000 people where he lived.
I used to be in a black metal band. Then I took an arrow to the knee.
Chicken jockey.
The suspect was known earlier, blah, blah, blah. Four women and one man between the ages of 50 and 70 were killed. Three other people wounded. The man being held on formal charges Friday. Huh. But yeah, I wonder, like, is it just because they were older? Or just like a nice arrow to the neck, maybe. That's a fucking rough way to go, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Did they walk around with them in them? Like,
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a painful way to go. It's not like an instant arrow death, right?
Maybe it was like one of Green Arrow's exploding arrows.
Yeah.
Blew them to pieces.
Anyways.
place on I-95 in Miami. At 7 in the morning, Popper turned himself in and is looking at up to 15 years in prison if he's found guilty. He claims he only shot back because he was shot at first. Let's not forget, the guy shot a bottle at him. The lesson here is don't litter and don't shoot at people. And this mom is sick and tired of being lied to. She believes size does matter, and she got a tattoo to make sure. 34-year-old Tracy Kiss says she's looking for a new boyfriend, preferably someone who's packing, and she'll check. Kiss says she's got a high libido and once had sex 11 times in one day. So now a partner's size is important to her. Her ruler tattoo is rather discreet with no numbers. She has it. It allows me to innocently reach up to stroke a man's stomach while also taking a glance at my arm alongside of it to count the inches he has.
What a whore.
I guess we can say she's creative. And things got wild at a Pennsylvania Golden Corral.
Holy shit, dude.
This is a massive brawl broke out because they ran out of steak.
Where did it steak? Punches, where did free steak at?
Throwing baby seats. They even threw and flipped tables. According to a worker there,
that can't be real.
There was a steak shortage and two parties fellas? At the same time. Apparently, one
this ain't a waffle
cut in front of the other, and the fight started. JK Hospitality LLC, which owns the Golden Corral franchise, said no one was hurt, but local authorities are investigating. Crazy.
No one was hurt. I mean, someone got fucked up. Anyway, I love crazy ass news or crazy ass videos, crazy ass criminals.
The only acceptable time to bust out a bow and arrow is when this is going on.
That's yeah. He's turning a fucking Legolas. shit. Let me see. What else we got before we finish up here?
Hopefully more crazy-ass video. I can't get enough.
Did you see the lady talking about getting peed on by her roommate? Again, I can't tell if this is a genius bit or if this is a real thing that happened.
No.
I mean, it's just a woman telling a story. But I guess not to kind of spoil it, but it's something to do with her roommate peeing on her.
Okay.
I woke up to my roommate pissing all over me and all over my bedding yesterday morning. I hope this is...
Now, this sounds like a character, right? Does this sound like a character to you?
Yeah. No good character. I don't know.
I don't think
this is...
6 minutes. This is not... I mean, I didn't even watch it. I just clicked on it and I was like, oh, we'll maybe watch that later. But already, based on character work... It's not as good as Crazy Ass News Guy.
Yeah.
And it's not as good as Kissed His Pee-Pee in the Funeral Lady.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We got some stiff competition. Yeah. His pee-pee in the funeral.
Precise way of telling the story, but I'm so frantic right now, and I don't have a place to go, so this is my cry for help. On Friday, I sent a message to my roommate. I have known this girl. I thought that she was fine. I thought that we were fine. I knew that we were not going to be roommates. I knew that we wouldn't be roommates for the next year, but I was honestly okay with that.
It is funny to do, or is... Are they... They do the pauses themselves. That's not just the stories thing doing that, right? Is it just... Did it start from being the stories, and then we've naturally turned into... Where, like, people say a sentence, and you see them a lot in these videos, they'll pause. Well,
that's how people edit their YouTube videos. It's not even the
story. That's what I mean. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, did it come from that, or is it just how it's like everyone has it in their mind, like, I'll say a sentence, and then you see them reach and pause their camera, and then they come back in, and then this happened, and then my roommate came.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's like,
I remembered a new thing to make up.
Yes, yeah. But, I mean, I kind of, even if this is made, well, I do think it is made up, but with this being made up, I still am kind of fascinated for it because I love the idea of like, well, I couldn't come up with a better idea. So I'm just going to rant about getting pissed on, I guess. I guess my roommate pissed on me. Maybe that'll get me some followers.
Well,
I don't know.
Even if it happened, I mean, I know we paused it 20 seconds in, but yeah. Even if it happened, get to the point.
Yeah, right.
So, on Friday, April 11th, I texted my roommate saying that she needed to be more quiet in general on the phone. This is the text message that I sent to her.
All right, what are the texts? I hope it's going well. I'm so happy for you. Mom could come. I was going to come again tonight. Blah, blah, blah. hey, I would really appreciate it if you could put on headphones and be a bit quieter when you're on the phone today. And in general, I just want a little quiet time for rest. Sometimes it can be disruptive for me with the volume of your calls. I usually put my headphones on, but it's going to be a bit frustrating for me to do that every day.
On Friday at 7 p.m. in this message, I said, can you please be quiet? You know, quieter, you can read the message. I wake up to my roommate squatting over my face, my arm, and my bedding, and she's pissing directly on me. It's all over my sheets. It's all over my bedding. I say, what the fuck are you doing? Or something along that lines. I don't remember exactly what I said in the moment. She looks at me and she goes, oh, sorry. Like she wasn't expecting me to wake up. I was so utterly disgusted and I did not know what to do. So I took all of my bedding off of my bed. And even it was down to the mattress. The mattress was soaked.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of new details as I'm trying to tell this story. Mm-hmm. I don't have any photos of it, even though I clearly have my phone with me constantly. And I'm always making videos like this.
Well, and to go back to the text, the roommate sent two different texts, just like, you gonna kill it? Oh,
yeah,
I love
yeah,
you.
You're doing great.
No reply from her. And then, yeah, 7 days later, hey, can you stop acting like it's the bus and put some headphones on there?
Well, what's great, too, is that it's almost like the text that her roommate sent her was like, man, this pee video is going to be great for you. I love this idea. Like, you're going to kill it once you lay down your pee TikTok.
And piss. My mattress topper was soaked in piss. Everything was.
Piss.
I took all of my bedding off one by one. I realized that my mattress was soaked. So I go to the bathroom. I start to realize how traumatizing this was, how bad
realize,
this was in the moment.
I love piss. And I came back. I said, more piss, please.
I didn't know what. I was just trying to keep myself calm because I knew that I couldn't do anything too bad in this situation. So the first thing I did was I took a rag and I washed the piss off my own bed and I put all of the fucking piss covered things.
You know what I love about this is that she's just standing on the sidewalk ranting, like her giving her fake story on the middle of the sidewalk somewhere where people just kind of walking back and forth like, oh, it's the lady yelling into her phone about being pissed on again.
Hell yeah.
Take four. Take four of my piss story.
Corner in my side, in the room. So I washed it all down, and then I knew that I would have to leave eventually. So I put a sheet on my bed. All right,
hold on. So yeah, we're 2 minutes in. It's 6 minutes long. What happens now? Is she going to come back to more piss in her bed? Because this has got to escalate, right? This is like when you tell a story and you don't get the reaction you want, so you keep trying to escalate and amp it up even more.
Maybe doo-doo?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yes. Okay.
No,
all
it's
right.
Doo-doo, Jim.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's got to go doo-doo. You remember that? I mean, I'll never be able to find it, but there was a video where a guy came out and someone wiped doo-doo on his car doors. And that's what he kept saying. He kept saying, there's doo-doo. Someone put doo-doo.
They love the term doo-doo for some reason.
Obama.
You know what it tastes like? Tastes like peas to me.
Oh, hell yeah, Max. That's not it. I was gonna
they call it a mine.
He's pissing all over us. He's pissing on you. What does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss to me.
Back down. I didn't know what else to do. So I lay back down, and then the moment I wake up in the morning, I start to get my shit together. I get a bag. I start packing it. I start getting ready to leave this place. So after that, I leave, and I go to another person's dorm, someone of my very close friends.
And then she pissed on me.
And I tell them what happened. I report this situation.
I love it. Sometimes it doesn't play. It's just piss, bish. Get over yourself. Thank you, Joker Locust. And 2-2, 2-2. Love to see it.
Then she had a bow and arrow with doo-doo on it.
I visited another dorm on campus, and as I'm there, they tell me to go to the campus security desk and talk to them. So I talk to another CSO, which is a campus security officer. He then calls the police, and then another security campus officer talks to me. I explain the situation. I'm explaining how I don't feel safe going back there, and they are just like, okay, we understand, right? So then I talk to someone from Red Life, and I'm like, this is what's happening. I don't know what the fuck is going on. This happened to me. What are we gonna do? What are the next steps? And she's just like, oh, we can do nothing until Monday. This incident happened Saturday morning. So today, yesterday night, I had no place to stay. I had to stay at a friend's dorm.
Yeah, I'm skipping ahead.
Thank God that I steps. I don't know what else I could have done in this situation. NYU is not helping me. They are not doing enough about this. This is a safety risk, a safety issue.
Oh my God, maybe she really did get pissed on at NYU. And NYU's so libtarded, they're like, well, sorry, that's just how it goes. We got to respect everyone's beliefs.
And I hate to cry. I hate to do this, but this is like my reality.
Was it doo doo
right
or
now.
Pee-pee?
And I could not imagine going. I'm so upset that I have nowhere to go. I'm going to a campus building because I don't know. I can't go home. Meanwhile, my roommate gets to be at home with no consequences, no actions, nothing. I don't think this has happened to anyone else, but if this has happened to you, what would you do? Give me some advice, anything. This is my story, and I hope it reaches some people, and I hope
cuts
that
to Isaiah.
Damn. Saying this story does something.
Let me see. Actually, an NYU spokesperson did speak on this. Hold on. I'm trying to see. Were real reports filed for this? No, it looks like it's just Indian clickbait news stories. But hey, you spin a yarn, you go viral, you get maybe a few followers out of it. Who can blame you?
Because genuinely, this is like one of the worst experiences I've ever had. Anyway, that's my life right now.
Love to see it. Love to see it. NYU piss, pistery. let me see. What else? I think that might be that. I just want to double check, though.
Wow. Discover the full spectrum. Bow attacks, Norway bow attacks.
I mean, you've been fixated on those bow attacks since they came up, dude.
I can't
get past
it. Yeah, like multiple bow attacks with fatalities every time.
Actually, you know what? One quick thing for nothing. It's a nothing video. It's a complete palate cleanser. Okay. You must have saw the dead pinky, right? You didn't see the the like dead bloated pinky that this guy has.
Oh my goodness, on the dead homie. What the fuck?
That's fucking wild, right? What is that?
He turned his pinky into doo-doo. The hell? Crazy ass unk. Unk, what
SA
you doing?
Crib, cuz. What the fuck? Dead homies, bro. This nigga's a creep, cuz.
He got a hoodie that just says Japan.
Insane, bro. What the fuck? No,
for
no,
what?
No.
Why?
A stupid ass nigga, cuz.
He's just a homeless guy. Damn. You stupid ass.
So.
That's okay, pretty
yeah, that
good,
made
though.
The video. Yeah,
that's right. Pretty funny.
I like just yelling what that at a guy.
No, no, no. A stupid ass nigga, cuz.
I mean, that is rough. Because yeah, that really is what you just have to cut that shit off, right? You can't take that ring off. Maybe they drain it? Can they drain it somehow?
I don't think so. I think that's like grown into the ring. It's like there's like flesh going over it.
Because I mean, he clearly can't even move it, right? Like that's just dead. That's
yeah,
just...
I mean, all his fingernails are dead. He's a homeless guy. I don't know. stupid ass. Stupid ass doodoo-unk. Doodoo-unk stupid.
Oh, my God.
Did doodoo-unk?
That should be on crazy-ass videos for sure. Like, we got to get Isaiah on the horn. They're let him know about crazy-ass videos.
Stupid ass chicken jockey ass.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. Favorite part of the show. It's been quite a journey.
Yeah.
That cough was very... I mean, I know it sounds weird if you didn't hear it, and I'm just saying, oh, my God, the cough.
Yeah.
The cough heard around the world.
There was there was a lot of moments in the show where I was like, yeah, couldn't breathe laughing. But yeah, the cough really took me out.
I really enjoyed Savage at the beginning of the episode. I know that might not be everyone's cup of tea, but in parallel to checking back in with the boy Blue in part two, like I had mentioned when that happened, that was like, if we had never found the boy Blue, but the boy... Well, actually, what did happen, the boy Blue did find us initially and, like, reached out to us. We just didn't hear it at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was like a new cast of character.
Yeah. Everything that's happened.
Because that was right at the top of the show. Savage called in. You got to call in again sometime, Savage, because that was quite an experience. Always love me some Corey Feldman on Sally Jesse. That was fun. What else? Dead Pinky. Dead Pinky's great. Oh, Crazy Ass Videos. I love Crazy Ass Videos. And I love finding out that was the same guy that was the Swallow the Bug guy, who's a classic. So,
yeah. So many crazy things. I can't even remember everything now.
A lot of great stuff.
I was laughing really hard at something way before that, too.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff. What a journey. Thank you so much for hanging out. Like we had mentioned at the top of the show, we're on the road to the Streamathon, so get ready, people. Get your sleeps in now, because we'll be streaming and beaming May 16th, just like the Lagwagon song. That's how you remember it. What else? What else?
Ooh, well, of course, you would have to be a dumbass doodoo-unk if you weren't on the Patreon.
Yes.
Right? Fuck. The Jim and Them Patreon. What sort of crazy ass videos you find on there?
Yes, you go to patreon.com/Jim and Them. We have a lot of extra bonus content, all kinds of new cool stuff. We have CSI, which is Caddy Studs Investigations. That's our true crime podcast. We recently discussed, what the fuck? Who was that guy? The Night Stalker. Mm. We also have a new Pitch Storming Ain't Easy just went up this past week. That's where we get a random character and a plot, and we write and pitch our own film, and we see how it stacks up against AI, and we win every time. We also recorded a part zero before this episode, so that'll be available as well. And we have movie commentaries and much, much more at patreon.com/Jim and Them. You also do get the stream archives. I know for whatever reason, some people have a problem getting joining the YouTube as a member. YouTube does make it weird. I'll have to double check our settings in case there's a problem with that. But if there's a problem, go to patreon.com/Jim and Them. You can find the streams there as well.
Oh, my God, Jim. Wow. That's way too much Jim content. Surely there can't be another place where you can find Jim talking about whatever crazy-ass movie or TV show he'd be seeing.
That's right. Jim D'Antoni. You can find me at showswhichyouknow.com. I host a podcast discussing television shows with Jacob Burrows. We released an episode this week discussing Last of Us Season 2. Episode 2 was a big one, but more importantly, we also discussed the new Nathan Fielder show. Well, it's Season 2 of his show, The Rehearsal. The Rehearsal is back. We love it. Friend of the show, Gordon Hale, worked on it. They misspelled his name in the credits.
Spelled his name away. No one's ever spelled
exactly. No one's doing it like Nathan Fielder. You know, that's just a few things we talk about. We also talk about other television shows. You can find more at showswhatyouknow.com.
Woo!
What about you, Jeff Murphy?
Not much right now on there. Just follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram, Best Story on IG, crazy ass reels left and right.
Hell yeah.
Got some crazy ass reels. Yeah, I don't know. We're doing comedy. Nothing yet. just doing the mics and punching doo doo.
I'll throw out a recommendation since Mike's not here to give a recommendation. Friend of the show, David F. Sandberg, his new movie, Until Dawn, is now in theaters.
Okay.
It's quite a high concept film.
Huh.
But it keeps a nice runtime. It's about an hour, 40 minutes, which we love and appreciate these days with so many long garbage movies.
Right.
So I recommend checking it out. It's a little sloppy at the beginning because they're really trying to get this goddamn concept going. But once it gets going, we're rocking and rolling. We got some good gore. We get some good change-ups with horror genres as it goes through each death and each night. So it's a lot of fun, very well executed, and we love David F. Sandberg. So if you're a horror fan, check it on out. That's Until Dawn. You may have played the game, and it's more faithful or connected to the game than you expect. Until Dawn, now in theaters.
I don't know what to think.
Yeah. Welp, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.